Then there's Ed Edmondson. In 1952, Oklahoma's 2nd District voters first elected him as a Democrat to the U.S. House of Representatives. He served from 53 to 73, so we have 20 years there. Then in 72 and 74, he ran for the U.S. Senate.
Ed Edmondson was one of the leading figures in getting the Arkansas Navigation Project built from start to finish. It started up there about the time he got in Congress, and he fought it through and worked with all the other members, of course, but he was very influential in that and was very highly respected among other members of the House that he worked with. He had friends in all places, but he was at heart an Eastern Oklahoma politician who could play a pretty rough game when it called for it. And there's a special brand of politics in what is called Little Dixie that, until recently at least, was kind of unknown in Tulsa or even Oklahoma City. So he was a master politician and a very effective congressman for that district. He also had a great sense of humor and loved to talk about the House. He said one time, someone found a contribution on one of his lists from Volkswagen of America. This was not me. I got this secondhand. And they went to him and said, "You've got a nice contribution here from VW, but just a week ago you were up someplace condemning foreign automobile makers and talking about how we're going to have to protect America from these foreign cars." And Ed says, "Well, when I talk about the foreign automobile makers, I'm talking about the bad ones, not the good ones."
As popular as he was as a representative from that district, he ran for the U.S. Senate 2 times, 72 and 74, and he focused his dislike of Democratic presidential candidate George McGovern and his support for economic measures to help the little man. However, Republicans Dewey Bartlett and Henry Bellman defeated him.
Part of that, I think, is just the beginnings of what we see as I take for granted now, that Oklahoma was at that point rapidly turning into a reliable Republican state. That certainly was part of it. I mentioned earlier, I think that Bellman in particular ran a campaign that appealed to a lot of Democrats, but I don't think Edmondson had a campaign that appealed to people who would normally vote for a Republican. In other words, he probably didn't gain a bunch of votes by voting for that busing amendment, but he lost a bunch of them when he did to Bellman.
Then he tried again in 78, but lost his party's nomination to David Boren. So as much as we hear the name Edmondson, which was very powerful, it also served up 3 defeats.
Right. I can't explain it. I was not too surprised at the outcome of any of those elections, but I think part of it was just a change in the whole
complexion
of politics in Oklahoma.
Could we point that back to Governor Bellman being the first Republican governor of this state? It had always been Democrat, so Republicans can point to him as beginning to turn the state as a Republican. Would that be true?
Yeah, that was certainly a landmark. He had a lot to do with it. Bellman campaigned specifically to attract Democratic votes. He kept trying to explain to people, 3 out of every 4 voters are Democrats. You're going to have to get some of them to vote for you, or you're not going to win an election. And that's hard to explain to some of the old-time Republicans.
But Edmondson wasn't able to work that from the Republican side somehow and pull people over.
But he may have hurt himself in the process of trying. In other words, it doesn't help him if he does something like that busing amendment that is not going to get him any votes from Republicans or hard-headed conservatives or Democrats anyway, but it's going to lose him some votes of people who might have voted for him otherwise.
Did you, as an editorial writer, support him?
No, we criticized him. I don't believe we endorsed anyone outright in that first election, but we did not support him.
But didn't the newspaper generally support Republicans?
Well, no, they had supported Democrats in the past. But if you want to support somebody, you have to oppose somebody. And I think the feeling was, in the first one of those, I didn't have a lot to do with it, but the feeling was that we don't want to oppose people who have done a good job, even if we like the other guy better.
Yeah, because these were people like Dewey Bartlett and Henry Bellman, so you would have had to oppose those people.
Right. The other thing is that I have always believed that if an incumbent, regardless of party, is doing a good job in a political job, and he's working for the public, and he's doing a good job in that. You really got to give the benefit of the doubt to him, or put it another way, you have to have a pretty good reason to want to throw him out, because otherwise you have a system in which people are not rewarded for doing a good job.
Mm-hmm.